I really do enjoy listening to my sweet, dear clients beg. I've discovered that I have a fairly wide streak of voyeur in me this past year. I thought I only had a little bit of a tendency to peer in windows and watch private moments. But as it turns out, I really do love to witness the most private and intimate moments of a person's life. And there's nothing quite as intimate as getting to listen to you beg for release. There's the charge I get from having control over you and your cock, of course. Added to that charge is the thrill of hearing every gasping breath, every muffled moan and strangled outcry that you make as I tease the ever-loving daylight out of your cock. There goes my power and control button. But then to have the evidence right in my ear as you lose all control over yourself and beg. You have no idea just how much I love hearing you beg for permission to come. All those helpless little sounds you make. And then, I get to have the best thrill, the most electrifying moment ever. That moment when I tell you no. Oh, have you any idea what that does to me? I tell you that you can't come, and you, darling, sweet little you, you obey me. Oh. You don't have permission to come, so you stay on that edge of wanting for me. You stay there, aching and wanting and desperate enough to beg for it, but still you hold back. Because I want you to. I want you to stay on the edge of orgasm for me, to be wanting and eager forever. I'd keep you denied for the rest of your life if I could. Keep you eager and attentive and wanting for me, for permission, for that blessed orgasmic relief. For more, go to my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259. Beg for Harper.